as the past president of the republic, he has the right to detain a diplomatic passport. So she's asking the government of Cote d'Ivoire to give her husband a diplomatic passport. If the government refuses to give it, it is a violation of his rights, and it is against the national reconciliation. And she is reminding Mr. Ouattara that when he was in exile, it was Mr. Gbagbo, he gave him a diplomatic passport to let him come into the country. So he has the right to do so as the head of state.
How true is it that the youth of Mr. Gbagbo's party are planning a demonstration?
Yeah, that is true. Yesterday they had a gathering in the headquarters of the party with youth of other parties, and they have decided to demonstrate Thursday, the 13th of August. They are demonstrating to ask Mr. Ouattara not to run for a third term. So this is what they are in every big city of the country tomorrow. If things go to the right way, we should have demonstrations in the main cities of the country tomorrow of the youth of the different parties.
Are you not concerned about the possibility of clashes or violence? Because we understand that the ruling party youth are also planning a protest or demonstration in support of President Ouattara's decision to run for a third term.
Well, if there are confrontation, well, this is the responsibility of the ruling party. Because before Mr. Ouattara decided to announce his decision to run for the term, the youth of his country, of his party, was in the streets, and there were demonstrations to support and to ask him to run for the third term. Nobody came out to oppose to them. How come that now they are willing to come out and create conditions for riot and trouble? So this is the responsibility of the ruling party of the government, and we hope that they will protect the demonstrators and they will not throw the young people against our youth.
So your candidate, you do have a candidate to stand for the election?
Yeah, for sure. We have decided that Mr. Gbagbo would be our candidate. Now it is up to him to say if yes or no he will run for the term. But we have decided as a party here to ask Mr. Gbagbo to be our candidate.
Thank you very much, sir. It's always nice to talk with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.